Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers at Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
It's a Cowboys victory party here in the Miller Lite Field Club. Welcome into the official postgame show of America's Team. Cowboys win 44-22 over the Commanders. Bang, back in the second spot in the NFC East, back to 500, 3-3-1, and feeling good after what was as dominant a victory as they've had all season.
Yeah, did a really nice job defensively. Last week you had issues getting off the field, didn't do a very good job of controlling the running game. You were kind of worried about the Commanders coming in here and trying to establish the run after what happened last week against Carolina. All around, you'd have to say, you know, eight opportunities. They got them off the field in this football game. So great job by the defense. Unfortunately, right before the half, that was kind of a bad situation. You don't want to give that up, but for Dallas to get the ball back and then come back and answer that was, I think, a great momentum builder going into the second half. And so tip of the cap to the much maligned defense for doing a good job of getting after the Commanders today.
Absolutely, man. We thought it was going to be a score-for-score situation, who has the ball last, but the Cowboys defense comes out, gets a bunch of stops in that first half.
Eight of them, I believe. Well, yeah, you're talking about the first half. Yeah, I was just looking, okay, how many times can you affect them with, you know, get them to punt? You had a couple of turnovers mixed up in there, too. A couple of on downs. You had the pick six. You know, yeah, the defense did a much better job. No digs in the lineup today. Didn't see any busts or anything like that.
Addition by subtraction?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, though, hey, maybe no communication issues or anything like that. But here we are with a nice victory.
No question about it. 877-881-1053, the official postgame show of the Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And yeah, man, I mean, there was so much to like about the game today. The way that offense took the ball right before halftime. I mean, they were getting chunk plays throughout. Welcome back C.D. Lamb. One play, 11-second drive, 74-yard touchdown. You have George Pickens making big plays down the sideline. Like, this dude is freaking unbelievable with his ability to catch the ball. And credit to Dak, who's putting the ball just in pinpoint accuracy spots. But George Pickens on the sideline is incredible, making big-time plays, and then also had the pass interference call in the end zone to get you in so that you could punch it in there early in the game. But the offense early and often was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you know, Dallas, during the week, we kind of talked about how much, using the word maligned again, but the offense opening drive of the game, you know, 32nd in the league when it came to, scoring and driving the football there. And you get the huge pass interference penalty for 37 yards. You know, that was half of what you needed right there. But you know, great job by Schottenheimer, by Dak. You know, getting a, you know, we've seen Pickens continues to get work after the last three games. He's been outstanding, as you mentioned. Nice to see Lamb in there. Nice to see Turpin in there. And then with Williams' ability to run the football, though, looking forward to seeing that film later on this evening, early tomorrow morning, and watching how Dallas was able to we talked about running the ball on the edge. Man, there were some good inside runs. That just tells you a little bit that Booker and Hoffman and Smith were able to do some good things inside as well.
Yeah, no question. Getting Tyler Booker back was big. Tyler Smith maybe feeling a little bit better with the knee situation that he has been dealing with over the last few weeks. But Cowboys run the ball extremely well. Javonte Williams, hey, he had the big 33-yard run right there to set you up for the Ferguson touchdown going into
halftime. Two out of the last 3 weeks, he's had a big run right before half to get you
into the Jets game.
Gets the Jets game. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he goes 19 carries, a buck 16, over 6 yards per carry. The 33-yard run was his long of the day, but he gets a touchdown as well. Dak Prescott scrambled a couple of times, and Jaden Blue, 7 carries, 29 yards, over 4 yards per carry. Had a nice one early in the game, getting outside. Unfortunately, that one got called back from a Tolbert penalty. They had a couple of those where they spill the ball outside, get to the edge. Williams had one, Blue had one, but you had some holding penalties. Lamb, Tolbert, call it back. I mean, that was really the big thing. You mentioned it coming in the Zebra Report. This crew was ready to throw some flags, and boy, did they do that.
Yeah, Alex Kemp's crew call a very, very tight game. We've had another, we were talking about, remember the pass face masking penalties? They've had one a game, and then Dak, you know, Dak got that one.
Ripped
his helmet off right there in the pocket. But yeah, Alex Kemp's crew, they're going to call a very tight game. And, but they're kind of a very balanced crew. Coming into the game, there were 88 calls, 44 against the homes and 44 against the aways. And so, yeah, but they'll throw their share of flags.
Yeah, you had plenty on both sides, but the Cowboys were absolutely dominant. It is the official postgame show of the Dallas Cowboys. Want to use what the pros use? Jack Black is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. We'll be taking your calls at 877-881-1053. Of course, we'll be hearing from the players and Shoddy all throughout the postgame show here. But the Cowboys get the victory 44-22 over the Commanders. Jaden Daniels doesn't seem to play his best ball when it's time to take on the Cowboys. Did you notice them doing anything differently with some of the stuff? Obviously, you watch the film tomorrow morning, you'll have a better idea of what Eberflus was doing.
Yeah, but I think then when in 30 minutes after the game, I'll get the stats as far as, let's see if I can pull it up, but I think you're going to see probably they played more man coverage in this game, especially in the first half of the game. I don't feel like that they were worried about the Commander's receivers.
Right.
So they were able to walk up on them and play a little bit more tighter coverage that way, because, you know, no Terry McLaurin, no Debo Samuel. It just was much easier for them to have to make those coverage adjustments, playing the man coverage more so than even having to play zone.
Yeah, it worked out beautifully. The Commanders not having the receivers that they're used to having in McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, of course. But big credit to the Cowboys defense. You had Clowney getting a sack. You had a couple of moments where the pressure was there. Not all game, but I think the big thing is getting your hands on the football, seeing Deron Bland just kind of have him see one go in a little bit, get the pick six. That was a beautiful play by him breaking on the ball. Osa getting the pressure. Mariota having to scramble around, and then boom, he just lost one over. Bland pick six. Good to see him get that in. And credit to Bland as well, just because he had a couple of really nice tackles today. Early in the game, you have the Commanders going for the two-point conversion, and he stuffs it out on Jaden Daniels. There was a handful of third-down plays where he makes the tackle before the receiver's able to get to that first down marker. So good job on from Deron Bland's standpoint making some tackles today. But overall, it was just a beautiful sight to see across the board the way the Cowboys were able to get after it. They continue to put up a ton of points at home. Dallas has scored at least 40 points in all three of its home games in 2025. The only other Cowboys team with at least 40 points in their first three home games was in 1973.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way this offense is humming right now, especially on the heels of last week with the run game not being able to get going, today it just felt like whatever they wanted to do, they were going to be in position to do it.
Yeah, they did it really nice. Like I say, I think things really helped the fact that the Commanders were down their skill guys, but far more aggressive approach in this football game, getting after, you know, there were times when Jaden Daniels was having to scramble around, lost contained a little bit, but then he kind of threw the ball away or they didn't have a catch. So, you know, tip of the cap. That's, you know, they had to play really good run defense today because that was really what maybe the Commanders were going to have to try and do. Dallas's offense kind of took them out of that run game stuff too. You know, when you look, and then, you know, for the Commanders though, the injury to Daniels though, that was a big blow. You don't know how many weeks he might be out now with the hamstring injury. You know, Marcus Mariota, they've already lost a couple of games this season with Daniels being out. Now they're probably going to have to play a couple more until he gets right.
Jake Ferguson has a career-high 6 touchdown receptions in 2025, the most receiving touchdowns by a Cowboys tight end in the first 7 games of a season. He's been absolutely fantastic. Being able, I mean, that's the thing about this offense right now, especially when you have Lamb back in the mix, and he got going early and often. I love the way that Shoddy approached it and Dak approached it. It was getting Lamb involved, taking shots to Pickens, and making them both feel right at home early in the game, early in the offense. But now Jake Ferguson, the first tight end in NFL history with at least 50 receptions and 6 receiving touchdowns in the first 7 games of a season. So he's a huge
beneficiary. He does a weekly show with us on Thursdays, and I think that's the reason why.
There's something to it, man.
Yeah,
Jake Ferguson.
We brought the best out of his game all of a sudden with our show.
Weekly guest in the G-Bag Nation on Thursdays on the flagship 105.3 The Fan. All right, here's Broadus with some numbies.
Yeah, I tell you what, we mentioned about how much man, how much zone. Dallas' defense today, 52.5% zone, 47.5% on the man coverage stuff. Quarterbacks for the Commanders were 5 of 15 against man coverage. Dallas had allowed only 57 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, passer rating of 45.7, just about 3.8 yards an attempt with the Cowboys playing that man coverage. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact is they were not scared of the Commanders' wide receivers.
Right. When you're going up against receivers that you don't fear creating great separation and big plays, you feel much better about
doing
that.
Walk up on them and challenge them. Yep.
So it felt like a no-brainer. I'm glad Eberflus went with that, even without Diggs today. We know Diggs has been a big proponent of playing the man coverage, but today it worked out in a big way, and it looked like they were better in man than they were even in zone, weren't they?
Yeah, it absolutely was was really pretty with the way they played some coverage. On the flip side of that, you know, the Commanders went into this game playing a ton of man coverage. They went more zone in this football game, actually almost 57% man of a 42%. Dak against man, 11 of 14, 97 yards, and the 2 touchdowns.
Look at that. I'm surprised I'm honestly a little bit surprised they did that. But Dak is just so dialed right now. I guess the approach has to be just try to junk it up and break some tendencies that you have defensively,
right?
Because he's so locked in right now, and these weapons are ridiculous. When you got the run game working, I mean, it is just a beautiful sight to watch this offense right now.
They are doing a great job, and I think the run the running element to it brings it just helps Dak so much. We talk about the play action stuff, but just the element of the threat of it to be able to make those linebackers have to play and honor the run. They don't get to bail out of there and just drop into coverage. Now they have to worry about defending the run. Shoddy did a really nice job of play calling today, kind of keeping the Commanders off balance. Early in that game, they felt like that they could take some shots down the field.
Yes.
And make that work. And you know, and the you know, the Commanders, their corner play today, their safety play wasn't particularly good.
Yeah,
and Dak and them, yeah.
The two guys colliding on that CD Lamb 74-yard touchdown was pretty hilarious.
Absolutely.
But what a day to be a play caller when you have your quarterback as dialed as that, the rushing attack's working, you have all these guys to throw the ball to. I'm sure Shoddy was just looking at his play sheet feeling like, I could click any button right now and this thing's going to work. All right, Cowboys get the victory 44-22 over the Commanders. 877-881-1053. We're taking your calls. It's the Pepsi postgame show, and you're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. That was Shamar James with a big-time sack and Brad Sham with the call. Cowboys get the victory over the Commanders 44-22. It's a post-game victory party here on the post-game show, 877-881-1053. We will hear from head coach Brian Schottenheimer here in just a few minutes. We have Jake Ferguson, Javonte Williams, and, of course, Dak Prescott. But right now, we have the voice of the Cowboys, the legendary Brad Sham, making his way down into the post-game party. He's got some bubbly spilled up on him. He's been celebrating already.
It's
Brad,
water.
Good to see you.
It's water for crying out loud.
Oh, that's settle just down. Water. My bad. I thought it was a little bubbly. Brad, that was fun, man.
Yeah. Well, look, they can all be fun. They've mostly all been fun. Just the ending was better today.
No question.
I mean, you know, you get – it's like a real football team. You know, they got two turnovers, got four sacks, made some stops, held a running back who was averaging 5'7" to whatever. And I said before the game, I had my statistician, Bob Thomas, look up. I was trying to figure out how many times do they need to score based on how the defense has been.
Right.
Much to my surprise, they came into the game averaging 5.3 offensive scores per game. That's touchdowns and field goals. Indianapolis was number one. They're number two in the league. So, given the way the defense has been playing, I said, they got to score six times.
Yeah.
And four of them have got to be touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well, the offense scored seven times today. And four of them were touchdowns, two to Ferguson, two
to... Yeah,
you
got a defensive touchdown today, too.
Yeah, but that's bonus. That's bonus, you can't count on that.
Yeah, right.
If you score... So if four times seven is 28, and nine is 37... How about 34? Can you live with 34? So that would be four touchdowns and two field goals every game. It's asking a lot, but until we know that this is the way the defense can play and is going to play, I think that's what they have to do.
Two things. Coming into this football game, we felt like that they needed to stop the Washington rushing attack.
And they did.
Check.
Kroski Merritt, 2.5 yards per carry.
Outstanding. More impressed by that, I wonder he played almost 50% man coverage today. And I wonder if he did that because of the compromised Commanders receivers.
Maybe. I mean, it's unknowable. And it kind of, because, as you know, and we talk about it all the time, you have to play the game that's in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the game that was in front of them today was without Samuel and McLaurin. Now, I'll say this. Watching their tape last week and having seen the Cowboy cornerbacks all year, I did not think that the big wide receiver who got hurt
Debo Samuel.
No.
McLaurin?
Yeah.
No. The one who got hurt. His brother plays for the...
McCaffrey.
Okay, yes.
McCaffrey.
Why is he returning kicks, by the way?
Well, because he's good at it.
I know, but you're down receivers
begin
with.
But McCaffrey, Lane, and Moore,
yes.
If you watch the tape, I didn't see anybody. I thought, oh, the Cowboys will blank those guys.
Right.
No, those guys can make plays. Moore did make some plays.
Right.
So I do think that what you're saying, Brian, is very possibly correct. You can take more chances. I don't know how many times he blitzed, but it was way more than usual.
And, yeah, the fact he sent James on that one that ended up in the sack and the fumble and all that, I think was – that plays to his strengths.
Yes.
And you watch him at Florida, and I was telling Eric, you watch him at Florida, it's not, oh, let's cover Zach Ertz down on the goal line.
No, right.
It's let's rush and be disruptive in the pocket.
And you know what? Maybe next year he won't lose track of Ertz down on the goal line. But, okay, whatever.
No, I love the kid. I
thought
think he's
Murray
getting better every
he
week.
He is. Yeah. He absolutely. I thought Murray played well.
Yeah.
I thought easily Clowney played his best game.
Right.
Easily. So that's the game that was in front of them today. And next week will be something different. But I think the encouraging thing is, Eric, that you know you can do it. You know that if you mix the coverages. Somebody asked him, I think it was Todd Archer, I think, asked Eberflus on Thursday, when you talk about, you know, doing anything possible, does that include kind of sometimes playing the way that you really are not comfortable playing? And the answer, he gave a political answer, but the answer's got to be, damn well better be.
Right.
Because this isn't working, and you can't change all the players, and you can't change the entire scheme, but the scheme itself.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is not unworkable or unusable, but the basic tenet of coaching is to utilize your players in the best way for them to have success. I think, based on my years of coaching, just repeating everything Broadus has taught me over the years, I think it's fairly evident that for most of the first six games, they didn't do that. They tried to make the system, they tried to make the players fit the system. And, you know, Eric, I say to people, when is it this or that? You know, if you believe in fast break basketball and your tallest guy is 6'1", you better play half court because you're not going to get a lot of rebounds and fast breaks.
Absolutely.
So maybe what you want to do is fast break, but if you don't have the players to out-rebound everybody and throw an outlet pass, then you better change what you want to do. If you want to play hit-and-run baseball and you've got a team full of Vaughn, the first baseman at Toronto, if that's what your whole team, you're not going to play hit and run.
Mm-hmm.
Then you better find a way to work a walk and hit a three-run home until you get the guys you want. That's coaching. Brian, we saw Chan Gailey fall into that trap.
We sure did.
He did not fit the system to the players. He tried to fit the players to the system, and he was in the playoffs both years. But I just think it's basic coaching, and I thought they did a much better job of that today. By the way, Schottenheimer's done it all year.
Yes.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
I mean, and today it was on full display. I mean, that offense, my gosh, especially when you see the Commanders drive the ball down before halftime and then quick turnaround. The drive starts with a sack. And you're almost thinking, oh, no, like that's the one thing that you really can't have happen. And then it's Pickens' big play, Javonte Williams' big play, Ferguson touchdown. You have an 11-second drive with C.D. Lamb in the box.
I asked Babe at halftime, we were off the air. I said, you played 8 years. Do you remember, if I asked you, what was the best throw you ever made in 8 years? He said, well, there weren't that many of them. But he remembered a game when he was starting in San Diego. They're playing the Chiefs in Kansas City. He had to scramble. He made a really good throw to Anthony Miller, who caught it and ran for touchdown. Chargers win the game. And I asked him that because I think if someday I ask Dak Prescott, what's the best throw you ever made? That throw to Pickens before halftime, that might be the answer. I don't know how you can throw it better than that.
I know. I mean, that Dak to Pickens connection right now down the sideline, I mean, it's incredible ball placement, and then it's incredible contortion and body control on behalf of Pickens.
Yeah, it's not just down the sideline, though. Yeah. I mean, Pickens, all that contortion and gymnastics, we've seen him do it in the middle of the field,
too. That's a great point.
He has rare ability to track the football.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Yes,
he does. His ability to know exactly where to put his hands as he's tracking the ball is unmatched.
He didn't have to extend his arms.
No.
He didn't have to reach. He just held his
great
hands
throw.
Out 44
great
yards
throw.
Over his shoulder, yeah. And he caught it waist high. How do you even do
Coming
that?
At, looking back into that sun, too.
Yes.
That, a little bit of that sun
How
strip right there.
How do you
right
even
there,
do yeah. that? What a throw that was.
Yeah. No question. The way Dak's playing right now, the entire offense, it's nice to see all the ingredients at play. I just imagine Schottenheimer's looking at his call sheet feeling like, man, I could dial up whatever I want right now.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, he's got versatility. You know, and you've got other receivers who can do things. You've got a tight end who can do things. You've got, you know, a running back who's pretty good.
Yeah, the running game, I think, has helped overall.
Yeah, no question.
And this offensive line, you know, we'll look at this later on tonight or tomorrow morning. And
tomorrow morning.
You'll see Booker and Steele and those guys. I was happy to see Blue have a couple of opportunities.
Tyler Smith, I think, had some very big plays.
Yeah, yep. I think they did a really nice job up front.
No question about it. Brad Sham, you're the man. We appreciate the time.
Good to see you. How did you get to draw triple duty?
A little bronchitis.
It was a question he asked you if it was a must win, and we had to make up for it.
What's Wolchek's weak excuse? Bronchitis?
Bronchitis, yeah. I believe that's what got him. You know, these kids, man, they come home.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daycare.
So let me just say this. Let it be noted he wasn't here for this game.
Yeah.
This result, this production. I mean, I think that when you go back and you look at the film and you say, what did we do that was better and different? Well, maybe it was Eric was on the whole day.
Hey, and let me tell you another thing.
Pre-game adjustments,
when
man.
I tell you Alex Kemp's going to throw some flags, listen to
me. Oh, my. I listened right away.
Yeah, listen.
Did I not bring it up? Yep. I said, okay, yeah. Broadus warned us.
Yep.
And holy cow, it's like the United Nations. There's flags everywhere.
There is.
The legendary Brad Sham, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night,
appreciate
boys.
The time, Brad. There he goes. All right, 877-881-1053. Let's go ahead and get back to the phone lines for a moment, and then we'll get to Shoddy at the podium. But I know Derek in Brooklyn's been waiting for a while, so let's go live to Brooklyn. Welcome in our guy Derek. Derek, welcome into the postgame show, brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to say, if you've been watching Dak Prescott play football throughout his career and you still think he's a bad quarterback, I don't know how to help you.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense.
Amen.
That's it.
All right. Very good. Derek, short and sweet. I appreciate it, man. He waited about 35 minutes to just let the world know that Dak Prescott is, in fact, a good quarterback. And there's no question that Dak Prescott right now playing at the height of his powers. There's something with whatever shot he's got cooked up for him in this offense. Obviously, he's got great supporting cast when it comes to the weaponry, the offensive line right now, the rushing attack, everything with this offense is clicking, but there's no question it starts with Dak, and he is playing at an all-time high level right now.
Seeing the field well, making sure that he's getting the ball to where he's getting his checks, his block, and getting everything squared up. Look at this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this guy, man. Good to see you, brother.
We got Mr. Des Bryant, 88, in the building. What's good?
Look at this guy.
Hey, we got to get you a headset, Des.
Right here.
We got to get you a headset, Des.
There we go.
Oh, now the party's getting cranked up.
Look at this guy.
Here we go on the Pepsi postgame show with his cowboy hat on, repping the 88. As always, Des Bryant, ladies and gentlemen.
How about you?
How you guys doing, man?
How about you win on this game today? I know you probably loaded up on it.
You know what?
You've been
I did a Cowboys Commanders parlay.
Oh, sure you did.
Ooh.
Sure you did.
All of my Cowboy picks hit. So I had Javonte scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
I had Ferguson scoring a touchdown.
You're amazing.
I had CD going over 50. I had George going over 50. CD for 5 catches.
Yeah.
George for 3 catches. The only ones that didn't hit was the bullshit Commanders,
man. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's right.
And that's because Jaden got hurt.
Yeah.
He was 40 yards away from 200 passing yards.
Yeah, he was.
That's all you needed.
And I took Cowboys money line.
Yeah.
There you go.
I tell you, it's such a fun follow on Twitter to learn all that stuff,
man. I'm just saying, man.
You're doing a great job.
You know what it is? For me, it's a matchup thing.
Yeah.
I pay attention to the matchup.
That's right. There you go.
I don't get caught up into the hype of things.
Right.
You know, like, you just can't do that.
Right. Yeah. You're a football guy. You know what you're doing.
There you go.
So can I tell your picks? I mean, are you putting these
on,
down?
Man.
I mean, let's go, dude.
Absolutely.
I need to.
Oh, no, he's got them all on that. You follow him, he'll tell you where this is, and it's great.
1,000%. And look, I got 20 of the dopest cappers that love it and know the game. I vetted them out myself.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay, buttoned up. Des Bryant with us here on the Pepsi Post Game Show. Okay, so, I mean, how about this Cowboys offense right now?
I mean, damn, let's talk about Dak Prescott.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Dak Prescott is awesome. I went in the back and I talked to Dak, and I told Dak, you know, hey, look, man, I got to be transparent, man. Like, and no shot at Eberflus.
No.
I love the Cowboys.
You do.
But by far, this is the weakest defense Dak has ever played with.
Mm-hmm.
And to see Dak show up the way he's showing up,
playing
at a superior level, MVP level, by the way.
Facts.
He is my MVP, by the way. Says a lot. You know, but what I will wish, what I want is, come on, Jerry, let's go get a couple of players that can help out. All we need is a decent defense. And if we get a decent defense, hey, man, we can make a run.
No question.
You got a position in mind you want to
safety.
Trade for? You want to trade for safety?
I love to see a safety.
Okay.
Okay.
We keep Donovan Wilson because I like his fire. I like his passion.
Yeah.
But we still need another safety.
Yeah.
And we need I think we need an end. We need some pressure. We need to get some pressure.
Right. Right.
Okay. You're speaking my language right now. I mean,
and maybe a linebacker.
I was thinking the linebackers. What I was
maybe one at every level.
I think we could use that.
1,000%.
So are you in Jerry's ear? Are you letting him know you're shooting off some texts? You're saying, Jerry, what are we doing?
Well, you know, I was just, you know, I talked to Jerry several times, and I was just telling him, you know, like,
he loves you, man.
Yeah, I love Jerry. You know, like, I used to tell people all the time, it's a love hate relationship.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's love hate.
It's business.
Love hate.
You know. But I love Jerry because I learned a lot from Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, Jerry is not Jerry without Jerry, without him being
exactly,
who he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the love comes from.
Yeah.
You know, if that's my inspiration.
Yeah.
And I ain't afraid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm thankful he gave me my opportunity. It's no Des Bryant without Jerry or the Dallas Cowboys. Thankful about that. But, but as far as that defense, we need a couple pieces.
How about all these wide receivers?
I know,
oh my God. Pickens. All you needed to do was get him away from Pittsburgh, right?
That was it.
Four routes and a quarterback. That's all he did in Pittsburgh. Now he comes here and just.
I was just talking to Nick Eatman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About George Pickens.
Yeah.
And like I said, I got to be transparent.
Yeah. You always were.
Like, let's get George now. Let's wrap him up now.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, he loved being here.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I think he loved it. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Like.
Why would you not? I mean, he's eating right now.
Yeah. Like, and I would tell George straight up, George, I guarantee you, brother, it won't be like this nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be like this nowhere else.
Yeah.
UNCD, you guys are dynamic. Stay together. Grow together. Going to the Hall of Fame together. You, Dak, CD, George. It's beautiful. Yeah. I can see that. You know, love you guys too.
Got a bunch of Desbians up here in the Miller Lite Field Club as Des Bryant sits down with us here on the postgame show.
Yeah.
What do you think about Shotty?
Man, Shotty, I love Shotty. No, I'm going to be transparent again. You guys are going to hear me. Let me say this. Like, it was a roller coaster with me when it came to Shotty because during training camp, I was like, oh, shit, I love the energy Shotty's bringing.
Right.
But then things start going downhill.
Sure.
So I automatically think, like, okay, they putting Shotty in a position where he's a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I'm like, no. Yeah. Shotty has take the reins, and he's the real deal.
Right.
So I'm man enough to say that. I think Shotty's the guy. I think Shotty, hey, keep evaluating it. Hey, fire who you need to fire, bring in who you need to bring in, because you got the recipe, brother. Just believe in it. You know, like, this is your team. Don't hesitate. Make the moves that you need to make to win ball games because you set the tempo. And I can tell that the guys love you. Dak love you. CD love you. George love you. All of these guys love you. So do what you know what to do.
I could
trust it.
I could see you played in this offense
with
the vertical game and all the crossing and then the inside routes and stuff like
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to play for
football.
Shotty.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would love to have seen you play in an offense like this because, like I was saying, with George, you know, you saw him at Pittsburgh and the limits what they were doing with him. And you see Lamb, you even see a little Turpin. You see Turpin.
I like
doing,
Turp, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the role that he filled in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just the versatility of this receiver core, right? Yep. I mean, you just got a little bit of everything here.
Yes. The best I've seen it in Cowboy history.
Ooh.
Best you've seen in Cowboys history. You heard it from Des Bryant right here on the Pepsi postgame show. Des, what a freaking honor, bro. Thank you so much. This is incredible,
man,
dude.
Man, thank you guys for having me.
Yep.
Anytime. Like, anytime, Des. What
seriously.
A pleasure, dude.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes. The legendary 88, Mr. Des Bryant, sitting down with us here in the Miller Lite Field Club after a Cowboys 44-22 victory over the Commanders. Are you freaking kidding me? I am, like, having an out-of-body experience right now. That was absolutely legendary. I'm feeling for my guy, Zach Wolchuk, right now, the Wooly Bully, whose favorite player is Des Bryant. What an absolute honor that was. All right, let's keep the party flowing. Are you ready to learn a new game and invest like the pros? Don't worry. Even the pros were rookies in crypto once. Blockchain.com making buying, selling, and trading crypto easy. Invest like your icons with blockchain.com. All right, I'm still a little bit shaken up there. I can't even read because Des Bryant just sat down and partied with us here for a little bit. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls at 877-881-1053. We hear from Shotty, Dak, the whole nine. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.